الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وبارك تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فقول الله تعالى في الكلام المجيد والفرقان الحميد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم إنما يوفى الصابرون أجرهم بغير حساب صدق الله العظيم. My most respected elders and brothers, the ayat which I read, a portion of an ayat, the Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, when a person takes sabr, the reward is unlimited. بغير حساب. And it's obvious that we want to, that Allah must forgive us, and without any reckoning, Allah must take it to Jannah. That is our intention, that was our dua of the time. That they were saying that there's a group who's going to Jannah without reckoning. Allah include our sinners in that. So this sabr is something Allah Ta'ala is saying, that if a person may sabr, have patience, then he will be definitely going to Jannah without reckoning. Because this is a very difficult act. Very, very difficult work. It's a very small work, but to act on it is very difficult. However, they say that now that we are in the third, the second phase of Ramadan, 15 days have gone, one should begin to ponder upon that how did I spend the first 15 days. It was obvious that Allah Ta'ala said the first 10 days is rahmat, blessing of Allah, mercy of Allah Ta'ala, Allah's kind mercy on us. We cannot even stay away from food. Allah Ta'ala made it so easy for us. You find people who have all kind of sickness, but yet on this month of Ramadan, they have the strength to keep the fast. If that's not mercy, then what else? Then you find people who have lived in the course of the day. They don't have 2 meals, 3 meals, they have 10 meals, you know, all kind of things they have. But on this day of Ramadan, how they get the strength to do that, keep away from eating and drinking? It is something that we cannot understand. So people who are very, very sick also, on this month, how they get the strength of Allah. And we ourselves too, in the condition that we are in, we have to thank Allah Ta'ala that Allah has given the strength. That's why we have to continue, because we find that people, at least, they're going to work in the morning, become very tired, they still have the strength to come to the Taraweeh, they do all this only for the pleasure of Allah. We are doing all this, we're doing only for the pleasure of Allah. Nothing else. What is drawing us toward more nearer to Allah Ta'ala to do all these good deeds? It's the pleasure of Allah. In a whole year, you find a person not even open the Quran to read, but yet he makes time to come to the masjid and open the Quran. In a whole year, a person does not even come to the masjid, read namaz on time, but you find he's before time in the masjid. So where is the strength coming from? Who is doing this thing? It's no one besides Allah Ta'ala. It's the mercy of Allah Ta'ala on us. On that we cannot thank Allah Ta'ala. We have to thank Allah Ta'ala every day. That's why Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says the two things which he wants us to do continuously in the month of Ramadan. Continuously. One is the kalima. Kalima to read all the time, because a person who reads kalima and leaves this world, he got Jannah. Very important is kalima all the time. Nabi Karim made emphasize in the khutbah, read the kalima, La ilaha illallah, La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, continuously, in abundance as much as possible. If a person is working in place too, he can be doing his work, but he must keep his tongue wet with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. At least that will keep away from sins. Because the most important thing in the month of Ramadan is to become to, that Allah Ta'ala wants us to purify ourselves so that we will not commit sins. That is the bottom line. The bottom line is we must not commit any sin. That how we are completely conscious in the month of Ramadan, that Allah Ta'ala changed the rebellious shayateen, and only we just have to look after ourselves to make sure we commit no sin at all. That is now we have to supervise ourselves all the time. So in this month we have to supervise every moment, every move that we make. So he's given us a very good remedy. One is saying, La ilaha illallah, kalima idi. Musa alayhi salam asked Allah Ta'ala, Ya Allah, I want one kalam of yours. Will you give me that will make me feel that's so important? He said, Ya Allah, Allah does this kalima.
say, Ya Allah, you gave all the Nabi the same thing. He said, this is no, there's nothing more greater than this karma. Nothing more greater. Even in the day of Qiyamah, when the person is very big sinner too, when Allah Ta'ala forgive him, possibly because of the kalima Allah forgive him too. A person sometimes has a very lot of sins in him, so much of sins, he has no hope at all Allah will forgive him. But then they see Allah's rahmat coming to Josh, and that time he said, come here, you know this paper, he bring a paper in front of him. He said, look at it, it is his kalima. He said, I have to put it on the stain now, and he's got so much of bad deeds. He just put the kalima, la ilaha illallah, on the other side, that it overweighs the whole thing. So Allah's word, Allah's kalam is very, very, the kalima is very, very strong. It's very weighty also. That's why we have to read the kalima all the time. The reason why he said, keep your tongue wet with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala, it will prevent you from committing sins. How to a person can get prevent from committing sins? Just keep your tongue wet with the remembrance of Allah Ta'ala. Another side is in this one, that why you must make istighfar? Make istighfar, astaghfirullah, as much as possible. Any amount of istighfar, because the second, the 10 days is maghfirah, forgiveness. You know, you're begging for forgiveness, because you don't just say astaghfirullah. Astaghfirullah from your heart, you must say, Allah, forgive me. Everything that you must do it with the heart. Not just merely saying the tongue, but just move on. But say astaghfirullah, Allah forgive me. Allah forgive me. That is the way that you're asking for forgiveness, not to commit the sins again. When a person has been from his heart, he said astaghfirullah, then inshallah, in his heart of heart, he's saying, Allah forgive me, because his sins are coming in front of him. And Allah forgive me, I won't commit those sins anymore. Continuously making this istighfar, this is what you have to do. And you just imagine this much, that in this month of Ramadan, if a person cannot take advantage of these opportunities which we have been given, then everything is multiplied. The reward is multiplied so much. Allah Ta'ala even said that, فَإِنَّ أُولِي, I will decide what the reward. In other words, not know what the true reward is. The more you become sincere, more dear to Allah Ta'ala, close to Allah Ta'ala, the more you do not know how much Allah increases your reward. Because it's unlimited altogether. And which person here is not prepared to earn as much as possible? We know another thing, we do not know whether we get another Ramadan also. But so many people are passing away, whether it's young person, old person, everyone passing away, we do not know when we get another opportunity. This is an opportunity Allah has given us. So many people waited for Ramadan, they passed away. And Ramadan is in our door now, we are in Ramadan. If we cannot take advantage of it, but remember one thing, everything has a price. Everything has a price. The price is sabr. Sabr is one thing. Innama al-Tawbikata is a month of sabr. It's so important this month that you have to now mold yourself, control yourself. That's why this is one ibadah that we say the moment you get a quarrel taking place or misunderstanding, you say, I'm fasting. I'm fasting. That's the only ibadah that you say, I'm fasting. To tell the man, hold on, do not speak more than that. You remind him and you remind yourself too. So that the sabr must come into us. And the reason for sabr to come into that after the Ramadan you go back, then the sabr must be controlled. When a person every day do something continuously make sabr, continuously sabr, and he makes sure he controls himself, after some time he begins to control it. But if he doesn't have any control, he's in the month of Ramadan, he goes out of control. If his wife tells something, he also says 100 things then. What will happen to it then? It goes everything out of control. But when he controls himself, then you find that, alhamdulillah, you know, I'm so surprised and happy to see certain people, when their wife bombards them, they just keep quiet. When they keep quiet, even keep quiet too. So I told them, this is a remedy that Nabi himself said, man sakata najah. When a person keeps silent, Allah Ta'ala must get najah in it too. So in the month of Ramadan, the greatest quality of person has to have sabr. However, there are three people that will be unfortunate in the month of Ramadan. If they do not, if they say what Nabi Muhammad said, wow, that person, curse that person. When Ramadan comes and goes away, he does not make maghfirah. Just imagine. And you must know when Allah Nabi Muhammad says something, curse, he like Allah Ta'ala. What Allah Nabi Muhammad says, Allah Ta'ala is saying it. So if Rasul says, and let us not take it as a small thing, it's a very, very big curse. It's a very dangerous thing. Sometimes your person thinks, well, what great curse came onto me? You do not understand the curse comes in this manner that you may not be able to see, but gradually the good deed will come out of your life. Gradually. And Allah forbid, make dua, Allah protect us from those things. And a man's life Gradually, all those good deeds goes away, and when it comes and from his face, you can see that look at the blackness of his face. He may not ever see it, but the people who are close to Allah, they can actually see it. Allah must protect us from that. So this is the first thing that remember when the month of Ramadan passes by, and he doesn't ask for forgiveness. He's very unfortunate. Very unfortunate. Because every day, they say in the month of Ramadan, every day you must cry. Every day, not a day, you are waking early part of the morning. Allah Ta'ala made you like that, you must wake and start saying. Because in the first sky that day, Allah Ta'ala in the first sky, where is that person who asked me forgiveness, I can forgive him. Just in a way you saw that Allah Ta'ala said, where is that person who asked for forgiveness, I forgive him. That even you will wake up in the morning, just say, Subhanallah, Allah listened to you that time. You ask forgiveness, Allah forgive. So one has to make ask for forgiveness every day in the morning. And daytime making istighfar all the time. That is the most important thing. And the second thing, what he says, that person will hear, my Nabi Kathir, who hears my name, and do not say, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Let us all be one time to Rusha. We must be happy to. We cannot any amount of guru that we need is too little. A favor that he's done upon us is unreal. Whole night he should make dua for us. Allah forgave all his sins. There's no sin he had. He was not masoom all the time. Yet he whole night in making dua and in Quran Sharif, whole night is in namaz. Then his feet are all swollen up. So who is doing that? It's only for his ummah. It's only for the ummah. The old ummah. He only made dua, ya Allah. If that can happen, my whole ummah is going to stay far. Allah Ta'ala knows best the one. But just to tell you that what did Nabi Kam did not do for us. And we cannot say durood Nabi Kam. Any amount of Durood Sharif that we read, we must read as much as possible, as much as possible. Inshallah, that will bring your day of Qiyamah to be close to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And a person who reads Durood Sharif all the time and follow Nabi Kareem, the most you want to follow him. You bring your life to Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. Everything of your life, outside, inside, everything must be Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. And then you see when you go to the coast of Nabi, the water drink to. And then we go to Jannat, which person does not want to be close to Rasulullah in Jannat? One Sahabi told Nabi Kareem, Ya Allah, how can I become close to you in Jannat? He said, this much you have to follow my commands, be obedient to Allah, Ta'ala from Allah. And that is sufficient in going to Jannat. Every one of us will want to go to Jannat. Allah must give us Jannat. But with Jannat, you have to be close to Rasulullah. If you're not close to Nabi Kareem, what is the benefit? So we have to make ourselves like that we come close to Nabi Karim by preparing ourselves to come in the month of Ramadan. You are so punctual in namaz. You make sure it's not just one takbir hula too. You make sure you read the sunnahs too. You make sure you read nafil too. Because everything multiplies. How much of importance you are showing in the month of Ramadan is not only for the month of Ramadan that Allah Ta'ala gave us this. It's just a few days He gave us to become, to exercise ourselves, discipline ourselves. To that extent, if after Ramadan become more close and dear to Allah Ta'ala. Not that you after Ramadan you become everything else. Allah Ta'ala only knows the intention, no one else knows it. The intention only Allah Ta'ala knows the people, what they are the intention, why they're doing it now, why they've left out the sins. Because the tawbah, sin can only be forgiven the only time you make true sincere sins. Tawbah, they will Allah, I will not commit the sins again. That is the most important thing. A person when making tawbah, he's been tawbah than nasuha. Is when he makes tawbah, he must think to himself, Ya Allah, I won't commit a sin again. That hate of sin must be there. One of the Bongoyi Rahmatullah Ali was a very great saint, a very, very great saint. When his sheikh asked him, how's your condition? He said, don't talk my condition, but two things happened. One is, I hate sins and do good deeds. I had the urge to do good deeds and hate sins. If a person must hate sins, he must hate sins. In other words, you know when a person can be like this, that you know, if he committed sin, he wants to not commit himself, suicide. I'm not saying, please don't commit suicide. Please. Just to show you that the hate of sin is that kind that he do not want to live in this world anymore. The Sahaba had come when they committed one sin, they do not want to live in this world, they hate for the Allah, why I gave the thing there. We are committing sins, but look at the time and the time. When Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent the ayat down on wine, brand wine. Everyone, you know, they were drinking so much in Madinatul Munawwara. But the moment the ayat came down, all the barrels were just thrown away. Thrown away on the street, or full of alcohol. Full. They overnight they became so close to Allah because they knew this much the love of Nabi Karim was nothing greater than that. And we are today, you know, unfortunately in our society, when so many people are drinking also. And even when they have some functions to the non-Muslim, they provide all kind of this kind of brandy and wine, they know. What is the position going to be in the day of Qiyamah? When we have been told to keep away from it, keep away from it, yet we find we are doing all these kind of things. The Sahaba Ikram, they have a place that every day they should drink, but the time that ayah came down, Amanna Rasul. They just threw it away and think that was done. Unfortunately, Allah Ta'ala must protect us. Protect those people who are drinking also. It is not the right thing to do. It's a very big sin. It's a very big sin. So this is what it is that one should understand, that Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, true love is that person who makes his life a Nabi Karim. He makes his life a Nabi Karim. To read Durood Sharif, alhamdulillah, is very, very good, very, very essential and very good. But the more important is make life a Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. You know, there was a person, he loved to read the stories of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and he was a very pious person, but unfortunately he had one weakness in him that he should shake his beard. And then one day what happened, that he was reading this pious person's book, and he said, I want to meet this person now. I want to meet this person. So when he went there to meet that person, he saw that, hey, mashallah, his book is saying that he's like this and like that. But the other family, where is he? He said, he gone to the barbers. Oh, he went there to see the barbers. And when he was shocked to see that what he's writing and what he's doing, two different things. He's writing showing that he's close to Allah Ta'ala upon Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What he's doing, two different things. He went there to look at him and saw him. He says, are you shaving? He says, yes, I'm shaving, but not shaving my heart. He said, you're wrong. You are shaking the heart of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But the way he said that with so much sincerity that it hit his heart straight away and made tawbah and istighfar. So we do not know that, you know, a lot of people going to meet Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in Madinat al-Munawwara. And they go in this condition, they didn't shave, and how are they going to meet them? They are happy, but is he happy to meet them? There's always ask yourself, you're going to this very sacred place to go and meet Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Are you prepared? You made yourself to go there or not? You can go any time, 100 times you can go for Umrah too, 100 times you can go for Hajj also. But is he happy to meet you? That is the most important thing. So very important is that we must make our life a Nabi Karim. Whole life of the outside, inside, everything must be according to the Sunnah of Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The Durood to Nabi Karim sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is very, very important at all times. And the third thing which is unfortunately, which is very ill, and the curse is that a person who is a father and mother, or any one of them in an old age, and did not take the glass. Did not take the glass. Very bad. Jannat lies in mothers. Jannat and Jahannam is mothers and fathers. How obedient you them, you get Jannat. You disobedient to them, you get Jahannam. Remember one thing, no matter what you are, who you are, your father, your mother, or any one of them left in this world, you have to show the highest respect for them. Even if the mother or father is disbeliever, just imagine a disbeliever first became new Muslim, his mother and father, yet he must be very kind to them, very good to them. You must not obey them, you must not follow them, but you must be kind to them. There's no way Ibrahim alayhi salam, when his father did not accept, yet he was very kind to him. The most wonderful word, Ya Abati Nima Ta'abudu Ma'ad. Yeah, he's speaking to his father in a love over father. In Arabic, that Ya Abati means someone you have been loved most. Limata, how can you worship something with no benefit at all? Ibrahim explained his father in every way, but yet you went against him. And you were prepared to put in a fire. But then he said, Ya Father, I will still make istighfar for you. Then Allah Ta'ala told him, you cannot make istighfar anymore, because those who have got iman, only for them you can make istighfar. Those not make iman, you cannot make istighfar. So just to show you this much, that we got parents, we look after them. Take care of them. They say that when you walk through, you walk behind, not open. And when you eat, you allow them to eat first. Then to look at that person. We all know very well the time when this thing was closed, the cave was closed, and they made dua to Allah Ta'ala. And one of the dua is, Ya Allah, if I make dua, that if I gave my mother, looked after my mother properly, and that night when I was getting them home, and I saw that she was sleeping till 2 o'clock, till I heard the milk to show that I'm going to give her first. I allowed the children to sleep, but I made sure I gave them first.
The moment she eyes open, she said, better dude, I gave the dude to her. Oh Allah, if I did it for your sake, open this cave. You do not know, to just to look after mother and father is so important. But now look at his story, not hey, no, let me look at you. Don't look at the wife too. No, no. Everything must be balanced. The wife of the wife is important, the wife of the husband, mother is important, everything must be important, but must be done according to Sunnah Tariq on the Beat. So the person is not to show disrespect to them. Not to disrespect them. Imma yablughanna 'indaka al-kibar, in other words, when they reach that old age, do not say oof to them too. At no time will say oof to them. At no time will say oof to them. You forgot those days, you know, the time when you were very small too. You know, they were the father. He's asking one child, he asked when he got old, he said, son, he asked one about 21 times one question. The father, the son got very angry. What you asking me so many times one question? The son, don't worry, he took a diary and told him, son, you asked me the same question 100 times too. I never told you anything. And he only 21 times you feel hurt. That's how you treat me. In other words, this is how we are. This is how we are. We do not know how to value our children, how to value our parents, who brought you up. This condition you are today in, no matter where you are, is because of their du'as. One person, you know, you're taking his mother and walking, making tawaf, carrying on a thing and carrying, making tawaf. One person asks you, what are you doing? He says, I'm trying to fulfill the rights of my mother. He says, what do you mean trying to fulfill the rights of mother? The time when she was in her stomach, the moment she gave one kick in your stomach, and she said, ah, that ah, you cannot fulfill the rights to. This is what I'm going to tell. This is how a mother is supposed to be. We do not know how to. That person who looks like mother would love. Just looking at her, you give the sawab on Hajj and Umrah. You don't have to go any for Hajj. You can go and Hajj and Umrah if you know what it is. That's why the imma yam inna an when jada ke tusmali ke ilm fala tuti umma wa sahibu ma fi dunya ma'rufa. When they tell you something thing which is against the law of Allah, you do not follow, but be kind. But be kind. Allah has said. So Ramadan is going now. So quickly is going. That's all the rahmat Allah. So quickly is going. Way how is going. Allah Ta'ala must keep us in good health. Allah Ta'ala accept our ibadah. Allah Ta'ala must give us sabr in us. That we will not, at any time we will not lose ourselves. Do not get angry, because angry is the worst thing, because when you are hungry person, you are angry person. A hungry person, it's angry person. Let the food come afterwards. When the time you're keeping fast too, iftar time, sit down quietly. That's the time Allah Ta'ala is important to you more than anything else. Food can come afterwards. Allah Ta'ala said to Fire Star, look at him. Whole day he kept away from food and yet he's talking to me. Yet he's talking to me. At that time you ask for anything, your dua is accepted. The dua is accepted. At that time, unfortunately, looking at our big eyes, the samosa, the bhajiya. That time, we close our eyes and look at him. Inshallah, you can eat as much as you want. So make dua to Allah Ta'ala, Allah Ta'ala in the month of Ramadan. Give us more Ramadan as this Ramadan. And whatever we have done in Ramadan, the good deeds and actions, Allah Ta'ala, continue right in this Ramadan. Wa akhudam, alhamdulillah.